Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in September 1 on Rogelio, R-O-G-E-L-I-O, Martinez. Rogelio Martinez is a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3/15/21. Period. An idler pulley on the unit was pulling on, but the belt caught the sleeve of his shirt and pulled his hand towards the pulley. Period. As a result, he believes he injured the right middle finger and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Period. Further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of cutting 40% of the ligament of the middle finger. Period. He did have his wound closed with sutures but did not have outlet surgery. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in June of 2021. Period. He admits to previously sustaining lacerations to his right fourth and fifth finger in 1985, but did not accept any treatment for them. Period. He also describes a history of back injuries about 10 years ago for which he accepted injections. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Martinez alleged his finger got caught on the machine belt. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Inspira on 3/15/21 with two lacerations on the volar aspect of his middle finger. Period. He had local anesthetic instilled, and then his wounds were closed with 13 sutures. Period. They noted about a 40% flexor tendon laceration on the middle finger at the PIP joint. Period. He was then going to follow up with an orthopedic specialist. Period. He was also placed in a splint. Period. X-rays of the hand did not show any fractures. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Martinez was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 3/17/21. Period. He had been using pain medications and antibiotics. Period. He was then placed in a sling and referred for hand specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. This took place rapidly by Dr. Monahan, M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N, on 3/19/21. Period. He gave a history. He was putting a breather hose into a vent when his middle and index fingers were crushed. Period. He did not finish his shift and was taken to the emergency room. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with laceration of the right hand with complication. Period. This was an avulsion laceration, injury of the right middle finger. Period. Currently, deep and superficial flexor tendon function was intact, and there was no triggering. Period. He was referred for hand therapy. Period. Follow up with Dr. Monahan continued through 7/1/21. Period. He had completed therapy and was back to work without restrictions. Period. His pain level was 2/10. Period. Exam found the wound was healed, but there was still some thickening of the volar aspect of the middle phalanx of the middle finger. Period. PIP range of motion is approximately 5/10/90. Period. DIP motion was 0/10, but with blocking, he comes to 25 degrees. Period. there was sensitivity along the incision site remaining. Period, Dr. Monahan deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged him from care. Period, physical exam. General appearance, he was wearing a brace on the right elbow. Period, this was a sleeve type support for what he describes as pain radiating up to his, from his hand to his elbow. Period, extremities upper, inspection revealed swelling of the right lung PIP joint. Period, his nails were bitten bilaterally. Period, those healed scarring, including on the right small finger, a 1/2-inch scar, and on the long finger, a 1/4-inch scar, both in on the flexor aspects. Period. He had an old scar on the right small finger he attributed to an old injury. Period. Right long finger extension at the PIP joint lagged 25 degrees. Period. Combined, scratch that, composite flexion passively on the left ring finger at the MCP joint was 1/4-inch off the palm. Period. On the right small finger, this was 1/2-inch off the palm. Period. When he performed fist making himself actively, he had less motion. Period. Motion of the remaining finger joints, both wrists, elbows, and shoulders, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows. He had a positive tenel sign at the right medial epicondyle, but this was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Cervical, normal. Impressions on 3/15/21, Rogelio Martinez's right hand became crushed in a machine while at work. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were negative. Appeared he was found to have lacerations repaired with suturing. Appeared he briefly was seen at urgent care and then came under the care of hand specialist Dr. Monahan. Appeared he noted, in fact, the petitioner did not truly have laceration of his flexor tendons. Period. Ongoing conservative wound care was rendered along with occupational therapy. Period. As of 7/1/21, Dr. Monahan discharged him from care. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found his nails were bitten. Fingernails were bitten. Period. He was tender at the right long finger PIP joint where there was swelling. Period. It healed scarring as noted above. Period. Composite flexion was also decreased. Period. Decreased right long finger extension at the PIP joint. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right second finger. Period. End.